Speak with power, lead with presence, build your confidence. Meet Central Florida's charisma coach. Welcome to the Mary Gardner Show. Now, here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. I'm Mary Gardner, and I'm so excited that you're here today. If you have ever wanted to have a side income or to be an entrepreneur or to be able to live a free life where you are using your talents in the world and blessing people but also making money, today is the show for you. And I'm really excited about the conversation today because today the conversation is about possibility, entrepreneurship, and building something meaningful in today's world. My guest today is a gentleman by the name of Tim Taylor, and he is one of the founders of a learning platform called thegreatdiscovery.com. The Great Discovery is a powerful learning platform where people can create courses, share their expertise, and sell to an international audience. What makes that so especially unique is that it can translate content into over 120 languages instantaneously, allowing creators to reach people all over the world. They're using AI in remarkable ways, from translation to content delivery to scaling education globally. This is a platform for people who have real practical knowledge to share. So be thinking about that in your life before, or maybe you don't know how to train dogs. Maybe you do know how to grow bees or manage beehives. And if you have a skill, a system, a process, or a story that can help someone else, there are people literally all over the world who want to learn what you already know. Courses like this have been selling globally for years. And now there's finally a done-for-you way for everyday people to jump in to the online education space and actually make money. Tim has a very fascinating background in his work. He previously worked as a pastor and worked closely with Rick Warren, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life. He also has deep experience in sales and marketing and now plays a major role in how Great Discovery helps creators succeed. His lovely wife, Sandra, is also a powerhouse. Her former husband, who sadly passed away, was the founder of Six Sigma, the globally recognized management system used by Fortune 550 major operations and organizations around the world. Together, Tim and Sandra bring faith, business, leadership, and innovation into one powerful mission through the Great Discovery. Today, we're talking entrepreneurship, about how dreams can become a reality, and we are talking with Tim Taylor. Tim, thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited about today's conversation. I know you have so much wisdom and things to teach us, so welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Mary. Good to hear your voice again, dear.
Well, I know that you and Sandra are working so hard. I know you guys have a passion for this, and I have long been one of those people that I keep working, I keep consulting for people. I have been doing this for so long, and I finally have gotten to the place where I'm like, okay, that's it. I've got to package all my information, get it out there. So I'm really excited to be partnering with you guys. But tell me, I want to go backwards a little bit, how you got here. So I'd love to hear your backstory about how you became this entrepreneur now that's giving so many people an edge in life.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I think it always goes back to your roots. You know, when the old scripture goes, if you raise a child up in the way they should go when they're young, when they're old, they won't forget it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it was something that my parents instilled with me not intentionally, but it was, you know, one of the things that my dad always told me was really I could do anything I wanted to. Mm. And I was always, I hate to say it, I was always kind of a rebel at heart, so I sort of took him up on that.
Wow.
And not all the right ways when I was younger, but, you know, when I bought into that concept.
Wow.
And, you know, as I discovered in one conversation one time, I was having with a gentleman in my office, and, you know, I was working in a little place, and he came in and we were talking, and he goes, what are you going to do if you ever lose your job? I said, I'm not sure. He goes, well, you know, the one thing that you can always remember, no matter where you are, is basically, hey, if you work, you're going to earn. Oh, well, that's an interesting concept, right? You know, a lot of us, we want to sit back and wait for a check to come in the mail or a government stipend or something like that. And when he said, you know, I said, well, yeah, but, you know, what if I, you know, what do we do after that? And he goes, look, anybody that really has their heart, it just comes down to who are you going to serve? What are you going to do? What are you going to do that people need? And I took that to apart. And he gave me one example. He said, you know, if you're ever out of luck, ever things really go down, if you can scrape together $20, go to Home Depot, grab a bucket and a squeegee, you can make a couple hundred dollars a day washing windows.
Oh, my gosh. That's really, that's good.
He's right.
Yeah.
You know, so many people spend their day, you know, out there going, oh, my, how am I going to make it work? I'm getting my disability check or my unemployment check. And, you know, but just that one little thing, it planted a seed. I'm not a bucket and squeegee guy, but. Yeah. The concept is what really counted.
No, that's amazing. And one of the things that I was told, and it's similar to that, is that if you can do sales, you'll always be employed. Because if you look around, every single thing had to be sold to someone. And so you've also been an expert in sales, I know. What were some of the things you did? I know that you also worked with Rick Warren. I'd love to hear about that. The purpose-driven life. That's, to me, very fascinating because I think he started a movement about really reaching your passion or reaching your purpose that God has for you. And what better purpose is then if God picks it for you? I'd love to hear about that and any other of the jobs that you had that were really impactful that brought you to this moment.
Oh, my goodness. The jobs that I've had is one. I had one job at a Carl's Jr. restaurant at one point, and it didn't go so well because I wanted to go to the beach, and they didn't want me to go. So it was a very short employment career at Carl's Jr.
I think we've all had a few of those.
I went into things that just caught my attention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things was, early on, I thought I always was kind of excited about scuba diving. I said, well, that would be really neat. I didn't know how to scuba dive. And I saw an ad in the paper about a company that was looking for someone to go out and harvest sea urchins. Didn't even know what sea urchins were.
Oh, that's
fine. But they paid $100 a day. So I went and learned to scuba dive and went and applied. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I went on and actually went from there and started a fleet of sea urchin boats. You know, got over the $100 a day stuff and went on to that. And then as the market kind of tapped out, we were exporting out to Japan over a period of time, 8 years in there. And then I decided to go, it's time for a career change. And so I got into automotive, which is something I was really interested in.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, there was, a company, again, same sort of a thing. Mm. They offered a lot of different travel and it was about a fuel injection cleaning system that they were putting together. So I went in and met them and looked at their system and came up with a few ideas of how it might be able to be improved. And I came on and I went on to patent a fuel injection cleaning technology.
Oh, my gosh. And I can't even imagine
how many different countries.
Yeah, that you are doing so many things. I know also you were in finance. Didn't you have a financial?
Absolutely. That goes next. And, you know, it was moved in from there to trust and finance business with the international business on the, one of the neat things about it, Mary, is I got to travel the world and really get around and do things. You know, I took what my dad said to heart. You can do whatever you want. Mm. So I literally believed him. Why shouldn't I?
Wow.
And we did. And came out and is one of the investors in our business at that point. It's a company called Parker North American. Mm. And it was, they had some legal issues that were going on. So the company was on NASDAQ and it started having some challenges. So I took a retirement stint for a while. And one of the things I started learning about through that was trust and asset management. And that seemed like a really interesting thing for me as well.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I ended up getting involved with that and investing in a company that was, for high-end estate planning and really became one of the larger, online, estate planning financial management companies
That's amazing.
The United States.
That's amazing.
It's like, where did that come from? Yeah. I don't know, but I think it.
I am curious because, you really have touched so many different types of industries. We only have a couple of minutes before the break, but you touched so many different industries. I hear a curiosity that you followed your heart. I'm wondering if over the course of your life, you think God directed you or was it just your intuition or how do you think that you were able to land in so many different places and make yourself a success?
Well, That's a really great question. I think at that point, my sense was it was just following what I really wanted to do.
Yeah,
and,
go hard.
You know, as I got further down into the trust industry, I came to Christ, and in my case, it was a rather shocking revelation. And as the old saying goes, hindsight is 20/20. And I look back now and I see a perfectly steered path going from everything into global travel, which made a tremendous amount of international connections and things like that, and then going into the money management, where it came down to trust and suddenly being involved with some people that were billionaires. You know, it was a whole different circle of friends, so to speak, and that led on to some other activities that we're doing now.
Isn't that amazing that you've built? And that's what is so great about being a little bit older, is that the wisdom, you can look back over your life and understand, oh my gosh, you learn all along the way. So oftentimes, even in the challenges that we're going through, the difficulties, things like that, you're maturing, you're getting stronger. And then at some point, you kind of wake up. It's like, you know, I've kind of climbed a mountain, and I'm doing right. I'm in the purpose where God has me. When we come back in just a minute, I want to talk to Tim about that and finding your purpose. And he had a very good experience. I know he went into the ministry at one point and working with Rick Warren, who wrote The Purpose-Driven Life. So I know we've got some great, exciting stories ahead. But stay with us for a few minutes. We've got some really awesome new sponsors. So we'll welcome you back in just a minute to The Mary Gardner Show.
Where voice meets vision. Welcome back to The Mary Gardner Show. Now let's get back into the studio. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Mary Gardner. And today we're talking entrepreneurship and we're talking purpose. And I want to encourage each one of you to know that you do not have to stay stuck at all your whole life. And so there's so many people doing beautiful, amazing things. And sometimes we get stuck in our own little world. We go to the grocery store. We go to the jobs. We stay with the same people. But there's a whole world out there. And that's what my hope is with this show, is to be able to open up your minds, your hearts, and for you to be able to tap into some other things that are going on in the world that are good for you. We don't have to just pay attention to all the negative things that are happening in the world. There are amazing, beautiful, good things that can happen to you, and exciting things. And today we're talking to Tim Taylor of thegreatdiscovery.com, who has a learning platform. And Tim has this fascinating background, which he just described to us, that where he was able to follow his heart and knowing that God really was directing him. But now we're going to talk about one of the areas and one of the things that I find fascinating. Tim, you were working with Rick Warren. I don't know to what and when you were working with Rick Warren. He's a mega author, bestseller of The Purpose-Driven Life. I would love to hear how you guys connected and how did that impact you? And I'd like to talk about that, like finding purpose. I think so many people are desperate for purpose and hope in today's world.
Well, thank you, Mary. You know, where I came into contact with Rick was really, I started back in Saddleback Church when it was in a tent in Mission Viejo, California. It was, you know, just a tent. It's gone on to be a, you know, a global, you know, very substantial ministry. I think it was one of the top churches in the world as far as reach and apostolic reach and so forth. And, you know, where I came into there, I started just like everyone else. I had a very kind of a cataclysmic sort of a conversion. You know, for me, it was, you know, some people just, they pray when they're a kid and, you know, they're baptized, have some holy water sprinkled on them, and therefore they're, you know, they're a Christian all their life. And in my case, it wasn't like that. It was a very, very transformational experience that I went through. And then I think it often, things like that often come up when you're going through a challenging time, which I was at that point.
Oh, absolutely.
And so as I ended up, as a long story short, I ended up, a friend introduced me and took me to Saddleback Church, and I sat in on a couple of their sessions in the tent. And I remember the birds flying around in the ceilings and the rafters and that. And, you know, it was something that I just knew that was my church home for the time. As I started going through there, Rick developed a concept through his purpose-driven church model. It was sort of a 101, 201 baseball diamonds approach to discipleship, you know, bringing people, you know, going from around base. And as I got around base, it's 101, 201, 301, and you move into, lay ministry to a certain extent. And that's where I went. And somehow they recognized that, they just kept calling on me. It's like, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. And I started moving further into the church and got involved and ended up going and starting, a church ministry up in the Southern California mountains. Moved on, we call it the Mountaintop Experience.
Oh, cool.
And it was working essentially with people that were recovering from different challenges and hurts, hang-ups, and issues and things like that. And, in that Mountaintop Experience, it was, for me, it was just a tremendous experience. We spent 3.5 years up there. It was a nice lifestyle, except I discovered that snow is better left when you can drive away from it.
Yeah. We found that out. Yeah.
Southern California snow, it's like, not so much. I don't like that much, right? But, that was part of my relationship with Saddleback Church and working with them we worked with a group of different pastors on an ongoing basis, and I haven't had any touch with them for quite a while.
You're busy.
I got into ministry in the marketplace.
Yeah.
It was really what I saw a calling.
That's amazing.
A very blessed environment up in the mountains.
And, that sounds wonderful.
I just didn't feel we were having an impact. I wanted to reach out further.
Yeah.
We moved into
I think that we all feel there's times where things stop working and we stop being satisfied. I think that what you had done in your early career by following your heart and, I think when you get older, oftentimes you do use godly wisdom, discernment. In the beginning, it might just be what you're good at, the talents that you have, or where your family came from. After your school, you go into the graduate, you graduate, and then you go into whatever you graduated in and try it out. I think that's a way a lot of people's careers go. And it sounds like you did have that curiosity bug and that confidence that you could do anything. I know that right now, and this is a conversation that I love because I always believe that people are directed, and they should get, because it's scriptural, to follow. Jesus says that we'll have the desires of our heart, but I do think we have to listen and make choices based on integrity and character. And so I know you're working now with The Great Discovery, helping people find a side income by producing courses. And this is an entire hour, 2 hour, 8 hour conversation. So I want you to explain what The Great Discovery is, how you guys came up with it. Make it quick, because I want to really delve into helping people understand how they can find their purpose, teach it, and make money. So tell me how you discovered The Great Discovery.
Well, when I came out of ministry, you're never out of ministry. Your gift and calling are irrevocable, according to Scripture. And, I did have a clear calling. I knew that my place was more into the marketplace. And, scripturally, there's a lot of, there's more miracles in the marketplace than virtually anywhere else. And that's where I just felt my calling was to go. And so, I became very involved in helping to set up and structure different types of companies, and that came from a lot of my trust background. But I did it with more of a purpose for the first time, rather than kind of following what I felt was the whim of my desire, moving into something which was a more of a compelling to a call. And in a long story short, through a lot of time in launching many different companies, some of them are being involved with the launch of many different companies, as you say, many of them are household names that you're aware of. I met my love of my life, Sandra, who's our co-CEO here, and it was an interesting type of a conversation. It was one of those, if you ever think back, Mary, I know you and I have had this conversation those few times in life where you just have a pivotal anchor point that you can look back on, a marker point.
Oh, sure.
And this was one that was almost an audible voice that I heard. And wasn't audible, you know, it's still small voice that you hear. And it was someone introduced me and said, hey, I have a potential client for you. Her name is Sandra Harry. She lives out in Scottsdale, Arizona. I said, oh, yeah, we're out in Scottsdale, too. And introduced me to Sandra. And just as I hadn't seen her, I didn't know anything about her. We get a lot of calls every day. And I heard this still small voice saying, you're going to be with her.
Oh.
Well, I hope she's attractive.
Aw. That's sweet.
Yeah. And it really just evolved from that.
Yeah.
But, you know, where Sandra's background, her late husband, I think as you mentioned in the beginning of the session here, was her husband was the co-creator of Six Sigma, which is one of the biggest business management practices in the world. It was actually recognized by MIT Sloan School of Business as one of the top 10 business innovations of the last 150 years. And, you know, that's a kind of a big deal. You know, so
absolutely.
There was Henry Ford's assembly line and AI, for heaven's sakes. It's a big, big thing. And he had come out with his concept of, he wanted a mission to really take his message of empowerment out to humanity rather than just the analysts and engineers and C-suite execs at the top of companies. What about the other 99% of the population? And so right. He had developed this course that he called The Great Discovery.
Ah, that's how we do it. We only have a couple of minutes left. I want to get yeah. back to the place, too, of The Great Discovery. Are you and Sandra now, you're working both. Is that right?
Well, yeah, we are working both. We've created a discovery market, the Great Discovery Marketplace. It was actually just recognized as one as the top online education marketplace of 2026.
Wow. Oh my gosh!
And what it is all about, it's a place where creators can bring your content. We make it available rather than a creator, a coach, a trainer, schools. We've got universities coming on board. Where they're limited in their reach to just the people that are in their community or within their outreach, you know, of friends telling friends. What we did is we tied it in with a global affiliate network with a lot of our international contacts. We've got affiliates worldwide, 200 countries and territories. But a creator will bring their content on, we make it available in over 100 languages fluently. You know, everything
amazing.
From written to books to audio to video to spoken voice, not subtitled. And so our end goal is to create something that follows further down that ministry path.
Amazing. Yeah.
Empowering humanity with knowledge and economic
opportunity. I love it. If you are listening right now to this conversation about The Great Discovery and how you too can create a course to sell worldwide, Tim Taylor and his wife, Sandra, are online at thegreatdiscovery.com. And I am a member and I am working with them. Mary Gardner. It's thegreatdiscovery.com/Mary Gardner. Check it out. We'll be back in just a quick minute. And please check that out in the break. And we will talk to you in a few minutes to The Mary Gardner Show.
Your greatest impact is still ahead. Welcome back to The Mary Gardner Show. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Mary Gardner Show. I am Mary Gardner. And we are having a fascinating conversation today with Tim Taylor, who has been a phenomenal entrepreneur his whole career. He and his wife, Sandra, now are working with thegreatdiscovery.com. And through both of their earlier careers, they came to a place where they came together. And Sandra, his wife, is beautiful. She's a fitness model and she's had great success. And Tim and Sandra are diligently working to help people from all over the world come together and to be able to sell products, information products, courses, things like that. So, Tim, I think you have a gold mine. And I'm really excited to be a part of The Great Discovery. Of course, if you guys are looking at it, it's greatdiscovery.com/Mary Gardner. And I want to know, why are people so excited about online learning? And what is realistic for somebody if they have a talent and they're thinking, you know, I just got my little neighborhood here, but if I go to thegreatdiscovery.com/Mary Gardner, I might be able to do something more on a worldwide basis. Why are people interested in it? And tell me what kind of people are doing this platform.
Well, that's a great question. And I think we can all look back to COVID. I think all of life brings you can look at it as lemons or lemonade.
Mm.
And I look at COVID as a lot of lemons. It was a painful and traumatic experience for many people worldwide, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the lemonade aspects of it that came out was we were all forced to get online to be able to, whether it was school or education or working from home or remote access.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if your grandparents are still alive, they're on Zoom today talking to their grandkids.
I know, exactly.
So there's been a transition.
Mm-hmm.
So things began to shift out of the brick and mortar aspect of it. And so when we set out to develop The Great Discovery, what we really wanted to do was be able to reach out and empower people, which has been our message ever since. From the beginning, empower people, whether it's a developing economy or a developed economy. It doesn't matter if they're rich or poor, first world, third world, or anything else. Just meet people where they are.
Yeah.
And technology has come to the point of enabling that to become a reality. And so we put everything. We dropped all other projects and our work focused exclusively on The Great Discovery right now.
Mm-hmm.
To do just that.
Mm-hmm.
And people are, from the creator perspective, it's easy. It's a simple equation. You can only reach so many people going and doing, whether it's live events or classroom teaching. If you want to be able to reach out further, you can reach out online and Zoom, and you can reach people as long as you've got, that are within your community.
Yeah.
With The Great Discovery, they're able to leverage the communities of people that are not only in their networks, but also with of people in other countries and even across town or that are totally disconnected.
Mm.
Kind of like, Facebook for education, where you're able to get access to friends and friends of friends, but without borders, without limitation, without language restriction.
That's right. Because you're translating things into different languages. And I think about if you want to travel, oftentimes when you go and travel abroad, you're seeing lots of new food. You're seeing new customs, new clothing. I know that when I was in Panama recently, I just wanted to wear all of the clothes. I ended up buying purses and wallets and ponchos and all sorts of things. And it came back. Now, I don't wear them all the time here. There, I felt super cool. And when I came back, but imagine all of the different tools or techniques or things that people from other cultures can teach us. And then us being able to help like third world countries to be able to learn. I know that people have reached out for me to learn from different third world countries to learn public speaking and how do they become an influencer and how do they get out and tell a message. So what type of people are coming to The Great Discovery? I know a lot of people may say, I'm not an entrepreneur. I've never done any of this before. I don't have Tim's curiosity or I don't know. I don't have any ideas. So how can you take a person who is just hungry to learn and have them make a side gig, a side living on The Great Discovery platform?
Well, sure. There's really three roles with The Great Discovery. Creators, each of us have a gift and talent, but the gift and talent truly isn't for us. It's entrusted to us as trustees, so to speak, to distribute it to the people that need it at a given time. Right? So we have learners, which are people that are learning, and we have courses on everything from academic learning to, reading, writing, arithmetic to vocational learning. We've got courses on beauty and style, arts and crafts, black studies, if you wanted to learn in that, dating, love, and romance, dentistry, about any topic, food and cooking. I've been taking up sourdough bread baking,
Oh, that's cool.
We've got thousands of titles that a learner can access, and they can access it in their own language, even in the middle of the jungle, if there's, there's internet access almost worldwide right now.
Wow.
And from a perspective, if they're not really a creator, you don't have to be, because what part of our mission is, Mary, is as people are learning, the world is shifting.
Yeah.
And probably the biggest cataclysmic shift in world history, at least that I'm aware of, and I've studied a little. But it is a major shift, and it's happening right now, today. It's not next week. It's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we're seeing changes with people, you know, transitioning with, you know, career replacements, you know, needing to upskill and reskill and totally transform from what they thought was their rock solid position
and
career path.
Yes.
To something that's just not there anymore.
Yep.
Right?
They're being replaced.
That's exactly right. And it's going to be on a bigger scale than most people really have an inkling of. It all sounds good when you're watching Netflix, but when you're looking into the reality of what's happening right now, it's a tremendous transformation.
Oh, it's so true.
And someone is learning.
Yeah. I was just going to say that because I know that you've delved deep into AI and how you're using it in such a positive way. And I think one of the things, like, think of all the counselors. I'm not giving this idea out. This is already happening. People are now going to AI instead of their counselor, and they're talking to Gemini or to ChatGPT, and they're like, oh my gosh, I have an issue. I have a problem. What are my solutions? And so the world of coaching, the world of counseling, these things can really, now they may want the human touch and go and see somebody, but even law, you can get legal advice, you can get nutrition advice. I mean, this is literally changing the way that people are working. I love it that you're kind of warning people to get on with the program and to start learning, because you don't want to be eliminated. Are you seeing that people are kind of concerned about that at all? Is that one of the things that they're talking about, or do you see in the future that AI is going to replace a lot of different jobs?
I think that there's a lot of apathy, that people aren't really aware of how fast this is transforming and things that are beginning to shift. But it's beginning in the service sectors first, but you know, the labor sectors aren't far behind. Service sectors can be everything from you know, like you said, doctors, lawyers, even the medical profession are being pushed out. You know, anywhere computer programming and data, figure that's solid, that's always going to be there. No, they're being replaced as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that it's all a negative. I mean, that it just means every change that happens, God opens a new door for you. One door closes, another one opens.
Yeah.
You know, what we're just trying to help people is find their door.
Yeah.
And whatever that door may be.
Mm.
So as, you know, as people are learning, they can simply refer others to other content. If you're taking a course on bricklaying, which is probably a good, solid, stable, you know, trade craft
that will
be there for a while.
That's right.
You know, if you were taking something like that and you referred a friend to another course on basket weaving, you know, they could do that. If they learned someone else on, you know, advanced computer studies, by simply making those referrals, you're compensated throughout the great discovery marketplace.
Mm.
See, what we're doing is kind of a peer-to-peer type of a network where people refer others, and it's all people telling people. That's how the gospel was shared, and that's how economics are truly shared. You do it through a megaphone like the Great Discovery, but the megaphone boils down to people that actually share using advanced methods, and sometimes it's face-to-face. Here's something I found great from Mary Gardner, a great class on public speaking, something like that.
That's right. That's right. I love this, because even if we're talking about AI and how it is replacing things, but all of us can start getting used to using it. There are some people, as you were saying, being a little lazy or maybe fearful about using artificial intelligence. A very good place to start right there is ChatGPT and ChatGPT.com. You can just ask a question. And even if you get more into it, like, there's a program, Gemini.com, and some of these have a platform where you pay $20 a month, but a lot of them are free, and you can just start with saying, hey, I'd like to figure out what kind of course I can make so I can make money on the worldwide exchange, and then go and take a peek over at the greatdiscovery.com/Mary Gardner. And what you were saying is that it's not just, you don't have to be a creator. You can also resell to other of your friends or your social media network any existing courses that are on the worldwide platform. Is that right, Tim?
That's exactly right, Mary. In fact, you can actually start on the Great Discovery for free. No, there's no credit card required. You can become a free affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
You have full tools, everything that's in there. We've got, you know, we even have an AI suite of tools that does video creation, course creation. You can create a course on our platform or go onboarded onto the course. But by starting even just as a free affiliate, you can earn money today.
Today. I love that. Did you hear that? Yeah. So you could start learning money today. So take a peek. Go over to thegreatdiscovery.com/Mary Gardner. We're talking to Tim Taylor, who's one of the founders, he and his wife, Sandra. And we are helping entrepreneurs thrive in the new marketplace of AI. Be right back with us. We're going to see a message or talk to our sponsors, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Reach out to Mary Gardner at marygardner.com. Open doors, build a legacy. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. Now let's get back into the studio. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. It's Mary Gardner. I always have a smile when I hear that. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. I am having so much fun getting to know so many passionate people doing so many different things, so many important things in the world. And it's just an exciting time to live now, I think. And so many people are so down and out because of things that are going on in one little street, in one little part of the nation. But there's so many beautiful things happening. And I truly am excited about using AI and teaching people how to use AI to be able to make money in the new world. And we've been talking to Tim Taylor of The Great Discovery, who has a platform, Mary Gardner. Go into my little place there. It's a I'm one of the brand ambassadors for The Great Discovery. And I want to just talk a little bit, because some of you are like afraid or nervous about AI. I wanted to give you some stats about that real quick. AI adoption is happening faster. This is what Tim said earlier, than the internet and smartphones combined. ChatGPT reached over 100 million users in just 2 months, making it the fastest growing consumer technology in history. AI is not replacing people. It is replacing inefficiency. The biggest gains are happening for solopreneurs, creators, and small teams who can now do the work of an entire department. And so we're moving from the information age to the implementation age. Information is everywhere. The people who win are those who can organize it, teach it, and guide others through it. So, Tim, are you seeing that on your platform, people are having to embrace AI and learn new skills? And are they doing that efficiently?
Well, you know, I think when it comes down to the AI surge that's happening out there, I think it's becoming to a point where I'm not sure that there's going to be a lot that's required to learn in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is it's getting so intuitive now that you can pretty much literally speak a video into creation. Mm-hmm. You can into reality.
Wow.
You can do just about anything. And mm-hmm. I think within a few months, you'll be at the point where it'll be on everyone's phones and you'll be able to access a lot of different things. And
yeah.
The learning curve that I think a lot of people are going through when it comes to AI development, I think it's going to be somewhat synergistic. You'll be able to more or less get along and do whatever you need to do just by telling it what you wanted.
Absolutely. I know. I mean, It is. It's changing. It's taking away. It used to be that you had to have designers, writers, editors, translators, marketers. It can all be done now on one tool. It's amazing. So now non-technical people are able to compete with highly funded companies. And so I don't know if you're seeing that, like if people are embracing it a lot and being able to, even because you could use your own image in AI and create videos. Are you guys doing that on the platform?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, so we can have your. In fact, the Mary Gardner Show will soon be replayed. No, it's impossible.
I'm sure it will
the
be.
Mary Gardner clone. It's like, what if there were two of you? Oh no,
there'd be too much energy in this room. Okay, it would be quite fun, I'm sure, and hopefully the other me would be encouraging people get onto thegreatdiscovery.com because they'll be able to create a side income that is something that they can teach that's very, very unique. But I really want to encourage people to at least explore it a little bit. And I don't know if we talked about it earlier, but there's different products like Gemini and Hey Gemini. gin, and Claud is a great one for writing. And so there are so many choices. But if you go to The Great Discovery, you have them right on your platform. Is that right? So they don't have to go and do that elsewhere. They can actually do it on your platform.
Right. We have a suite of AI tools. And, you know, one of the things that we're really focused on is I see the AI tool arena as something we're not really all that interested in. You know, it really comes down to human intelligence. And whether artificial, I'd rather stick with the human side. And people, you know, AI is not going to replace your emotional well-being or your relationships or even your physical fitness or different personal skills and things that you need to do. It's not going to be replacing that.
Now you
what it does, we'll do is a lot of the more menial work that if we're not using AI and we were successful in the past, you're going to start seeing a change. In fact, I want to share a little stat with you. There was recently, from 2022 up until 2024, there was a pretty big shift, about 240% shifting into online education, you know, where it just post-COVID, where people are beginning to migrate there. What it's projected to be in just the next 2 years is 1,500% growth in that. And that's why we're there. We would rather get up to it. I want people to be learning from people, you know, with that experience, with the human touch.
Right.
Rather than simply, you know, all AI is to a certain extent, is derived from people. It's just a consolidation of the knowledge and intellect of humanity into a more accessible provision. But what it comes down to is it doesn't come down to that human touch, to being able to meet and learn from someone that's gone through a real lifetime experience.
Yeah, I agree.
So when it comes down to courses like nutrition or hobbies or nonprofit management, you can get all the factual details.
Right.
But you really can't get the insight.
That's right.
You can from a true professional that's lived it. You
right.
know? And that's what The Great Discovery
is. And oftentimes it's the personal stories that that people are able to tell. I was telling a story recently about being on an airplane in 2005. It was there's so much upset about what's going on with ICE and things like that. And it is very upsetting. However, I was on an airplane back in 2005, and there was a gentleman who didn't have his medication for bipolar, and he was drastically trying to get off the plane. His wife was trying to stop him, and he ended up, sadly, getting shot and killed on the airplane. And so it was a horrible time, but the air marshals made a choice to do it. And just thinking about how many hard things are going on, and just, I don't know, that was a sad case. I know that the entire world is sucked up into what's going on online. And again, just going back to how this can change people's life dramatically. So many courses, digital education, it's among the fastest thing that income streams that people are doing now. And we talked a little bit about some of those like legal things, like even you can get legal and even some medical advice, even though they tell you they're not going to give you medical advice, you can get it. And so I do think we can, of course, we're still going to need the human touch, but I think it's something to embrace. I want to switch over just for a quick minute. We're going to be back in a minute, but I want to talk about this You Rock section. So You Rock is a very special segment to me because my brother, who passed away several years ago, always told me You Rock. And I loved it because he always encouraged me. And I really think in today's world, people need encouragement more than anything else, because we've got so many difficult things that are going on in the world. And for you to have someone, a cheerleader in your corner saying, you know what, you're doing okay. Just show up and do your thing, and one foot in front of the other. And so that is the You Rock segment. And today I want to just honor the You Rock section with a friend of mine, Bob and Yvette Hahn. And Bob is going through some really difficult times right now. He's been ill for a couple of weeks, and Yvette is one of my favorite people in the world. I just want to tell them I'm praying for them. I just ask any of you who are listening, give a prayer out, shout out to Bob and Yvette. I love them dearly, and I want to tell you both, you guys rock. So, Tim, who is rocking in your world?
Well, I don't think I could go a day or a breath without my lovely wife, Sandra. She just absolutely rocks. I mean, I'm a very creative, kind of disjointed when it comes to getting a lot of things done type of a person. I'm a bright and shiny object, and she's my ground. I mean, she can make anything happen. I've just watched her blossom in her public speaking and appearance. People love her, and she just makes... She spins 20 plates while I'm still trying to hold my own, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it. She just rocks. She's an amazing, amazing person.
Sandra, you rock. Yeah, she's an amazing woman. She definitely is. And my boyfriend and I have gotten to know Tim and Sandra, and I'm just very excited about the opportunity of working with you guys and being a part of thegreatdiscovery.com and to be a future course contributor. And I just want to encourage everybody that today, in today's world, it's definitely something to look at as you are preparing for your future. And I want to encourage everybody to really look at your life like you have a purpose. And we talked about that earlier. And so as we close today, I want to leave you with a word of encouragement. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And sometimes we don't see the whole road ahead. Sometimes we only get the next step. And I just want you to know that that is enough. And if you're feeling stuck, uncertain, or restless, maybe it's not because you're lost. Maybe it's because you are being invited to step forward in faith and to learn something new or to build something that you have never built before. So today's conversation with Tim Taylor is a reminder that your story matters and your knowledge has value and that your dreams are still possible. Thank you so much for spending this day with us. Tim, thank you for being with us today. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you. It's been an honor. And I just want to let everyone know we have live events every night of the week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on tgdmeet.com. Feel free to drop in and check out The Great Discovery on thegreatdiscovery.com/Mary Gardner.
That's
You're
awesome.
Going to find great free courses and, you know, tons of stuff, thousands of titles that you can get in there on virtually any topic for free.
I love it. Help. Thank you, Tim. That's so great. I appreciate all of you spending your day with us today. And this is the Mary Gardner Show. Go and be a light in the world. And I will look forward to seeing you next time.